Scene Podcasters Network podcast, episode 2, out of the pilot, and I'm making this episode because the pilot was taken really well, and, you know, it's a fun thing to do. And today I have, I mean, not today, but right now I have, what's your name?
I'm Christopher from, the Generation Y podcast. I have to say that this podcast is going to require a lot of audio editing.
Yeah, no, we're not going to edit your sister out. She'll just have her own opinions on the podcast. If you guys can hear at home, because of my setup, his sister is crying in the background, and it's kind of annoying, but we have to live with it. You want to jump right into it, or do we have to have do I have to say exactly what I had to say last time? Let's just jump right into it. Today, what I'm going to be doing with my guest host is I'm gonna be reviewing the landing pad. We're gonna talk about the current position of the Team Podcasters Network and our views on it, and then we're going to do whatever comes to the top of our head to be interesting in the podcast, because I want to make it like that, where we can just talk and stuff. Is that fine with you, Christopher?
Sure. Why not? And if anyone else wants to join this podcast,
you can just email me. Or Christopher. Email me at xxltrxx@gmail.com. Where would they email you?
Don't email me. I get too many emails.
Oh, because you made, like, Generation Y with, like, Leo Laporte, and, did you do one with Amber Mack?
Soon. It's gonna happen.
Soon? Oh, well, I'm trying to get her on mine, too, so.
John C. Dvorak.
I don't like Dvorak.
I don't like Dvorak either. In fact, he yelled at me on my show. He's like, I'm Dvorak. I'm angry.
Well, we need
it'll never work.
We need to start. You know, he was like he said down with Creative Commons, and I was like, No!
Oh, Creative Commons is good!
Yeah, exactly. Okay, enough chitter-chatter. Let's get into the actual podcast.
Let's get serious here.
Okay, we're both going to give our own opinions on the landing pad, which is a podcast on the Team Podcasters Network. You would have never guessed. Anyway, the landing pad is a tech podcast. Mostly tech, of what I've heard, and it's a really nice podcast. The person who makes it, when they made their newest one, which is number 7, they knew that they were alone, and I haven't listened to the other ones, I've only listened to number 7. They knew that they were alone, and they acknowledged that, you know, they told their listeners at the very end that this podcast may sound a little bit weird, because when you're by yourself, you know, it's hard to talk to yourself on a podcast. And, you know, if you listen to my podcast, if you listen to the ones with Alex, we listen to this one right here and you compare it to the pilot episode, you can tell that I'm a lot more active and a lot more podcast-like, something that you would like. And I like that he acknowledged that. And otherwise, besides that, it's a great podcast. He knows his editing skills, as shown in number 7, because he does a promo for the Commoner's View of the World, which I reviewed last episode, and he's just really good at editing, and he deserves a 10 out of 10. So I'm giving him a 10 out of 10. What is your view on this podcast, Christopher?
Well, I can't give it a proper review since I've only heard the intro, and I listened to, like, maybe half a minute of it, but the audio quality sounded really good, and
I only let Christopher listen to it a little bit because I wanted to be the basis of the reviewing. But here's something that you can do. is reviewing the site with me. You're on the site, right?
I am.
Okay, good. It's good all around just because I like the blogger templates, and he knows his HTML skills because he got rid of the top bar. But it's really crowded. Here's some advice. Get rid of the Flickr thing. Get rid of the Dogster thing. Get rid of the front page dig stories. Other than that, just get rid of the it's fine as long as you just get rid of the dig stories, get rid of the dog store, get rid of the Flickr, keep all the chiclets, and lighten up because it's really crowded. And if you can, just put this on a blog that you have. I hope that you have a blog, because I have a blog, and that's where I put, like, my little image thingy, like Flickr. So just put them there. Don't put them in your podcast. I almost forgot about this. At the very bottom of the page, there's a counter. Never put counters in pages. No one likes them. They're annoying. And it also shows, like, you have 842 hits. To someone who's looking at a site that they think is going to be the most popular thing in the world, they're going to leave because they see that you only have 842 hits.
Always, as Amber suggested.
Yeah, I know. Just get rid of the counter. I agree with Amber. The only time I ever put a counter on my page was my very first website when I was like 8. And I was making it to trade Neopets items, okay? No counters. Counters are bad. Your view?
Bad counter. Okay. I actually began with Neopets when I was, like, 10.
Sweet. Okay,
I have to say a couple of things about the site. First of all, he should organize it with a navigation bar to make it easier to navigate, because I see that it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah, but think about this. This is a blog, not a content management system, as you're used to. Not Drupal. It's called Blogger.
It's Drupal. Drupal.
Well, whatever. I had Drupal once, and I didn't like it. I like
my ears are bleeding, I have to say.
Okay, moving on, what's your view on the site?
I noticed he did get interviewed for Junior Scholastic Magazine. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. But do you agree that he should remove the front page dig stories and the Flickr thing?
Yeah, that's pretty unnecessary. That's for more of a personal blog.
Yeah,
I mean...
Like mine, lear.blogsome.com. Self-promotion.
I mean, Shuby from Source Code Mini, he puts that stuff down. But that's it. That's also his personal blog.
Maybe this is part his personal blog, and he's just making this. We don't really know. But other than that, nice site. Keep it going. Keep the podcast going. Really nice. And that's all we have to do with reviews. So what are we moving on to?
Killing my sister. I'll be right back.
Okay. If you guys are wondering what he's doing, he's going to go shut up his sister, who's in the other room, probably ruining the audio for us. So anyway, what we're going to do next, while he's gone, I'm just going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give our views on the basic Team Podcasters Network and where it's going. What we think of it, and more.
Well, what are we moving on to?
We're moving on to our opinions on the Team Podcasters Network. I'll go first. The Team Podcasters Network was invented and founded by a who's now going into ninth grade. I don't know how old he is, but founded by the guy who makes the Commoner's View of the World. And basically what it is, it's a network where teens who make podcasts come together. Hence the name, the Teen Podcaster Network. And
I think it has very sexual references. Have a blast, come together. Could they be more obvious?
Oh my
god. Really.
Oh my god, you do realize...
Let's move on.
Yeah, you do realize that this is not an explicit podcast, so...
This is family friendly. Let's move on.
Okay. Anyway, basically what it is a very good site where people can come together, and I was introduced to it from Dot Uplink, and his sister's going off again, and basically when I joined it, I was very into it, I joined it the day that I found out about it, and basically that's how I happened. How did you get across it?
Well, heck, I was surfing on Source Code Mini's site because he's affiliated with me on the Generation Live podcast. And I saw on his blog roll that it had the Tech Teen Podcasters Network as one of the affiliate links.
And you were like, WTF?
Why don't I click on it? And I clicked on it, and here I am.
And
I did actually, afterwards, I did actually discover Dot Uplink. And they did a very good podcast with, we have to admit, one of the best interviews I ever heard.
With Theo Bart.
Good. Well produced.
I know.
The audio quality was...
Well, let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about that when I reviewed Dot Uplink.
Right.
Anyway.
Which we already did.
Where I think this is going, the Teen Podcasters Network is definitely going into a very good place. It's showing that podcasting isn't just going to die out. It's going to come up. And this is going against what Chris Perillo said in TechFile. He said, you know, there's only going to be a few podcasts in the end of the day, and I think that's wrong. Look at how many teen podcasts there are. They already are on this one website, and look at how big some of these are. I mean, Generation Y, how many subscribers do you guys have? Do you know?
We originally had 48 listeners. We just went down to 28 today because everyone has a life on Friday.
But, you know, that's subscribers. That's not actual listeners. If you want to figure out your actual listeners, you have to go into FeedBurner, and and if you have Total Spats Pro, it tells you how many times it's been downloaded. And, that's the only problem I have with FeedBurner, is it doesn't show you unless you have the Pro account. But, basically, there's so many podcasts on there, and they really are big. We really do have people who listen to this and say that they like it. And, you know, we're teen podcasters. And this is just proof that teen podcasting is going to go further and further. It's not just going to die out. And, you know, podcasting in general is not going to die out. And I hope that when I get older, you know, when, you know, I'm out of college, that when I start up my, like, I'm a Rich Guy podcast... Oh, my wish.
Well, I think that, you know, there's not too many teens podcasting. But I have to say, I don't agree with Chris Perillo saying that it's dying. Because
he didn't say it was dying. He just said it wasn't going to be as big in the end of the day. He said, like, the only few ones that would survive would be, like, Command N. I mean, not Command N, that's a IPTV. But, like, Twit and TechFile and, you know, the big ones. Like, you know, Adam Curry Show. You know, all the top 10 on iTunes. His show. And he said that those were going to be the only ones that were left in the end of the day. And... I don't agree. What's your view on what Chris, like, on the, not just Chris Perillo, but the whole entire network in general?
I think that as we begin to grow, and I see that the Teen Podcasters Network is growing at a rapid pace. I just joined 2 days ago, actually. And we're getting more and more podcasters in the network directory. And I did talk to Michael, who's the founder, and he said that once we get really, really big, we're probably going to make it only exclusive to certain people. And when we do move on, you know, like when we're past 19, when we're 20, he'll have a section for graduates. Of course, by then I'll have moved to greener pastures. I'll be working for Microsoft and...
Microsoft?
Of course.
Microsoft's going to die out. Microsoft is not going to be the leading... they're not going to be the leading company for much longer. Apple's going to come up and just... BAM!
Au contraire, sir. I have to say that...
Vista's nothing different. Vista just has an updated UI. Nothing really different. I've tinkered with it myself. It's not really different.
They could do anything. As long as it's a new operating system, people will buy it.
They've screwed
They're
up.
Suckers.
Hey, they've already screwed up with Longhorn. They better do good with Blackcomb. That's all I got to say. They've already screwed up with Longhorn. There's no way they could revive it already.
I'm not saying that it's a great product. I'm not condoning that. I'm saying that people are going to be still using Microsoft products for quite a while.
No, because Apple's shifting over to x86. And if hackers hack their system and make it regular for, you know, people to be using Macs on x86 machines, and people hacking programs to make Windows programs work on Mac, Apple's just going to switch its whole thing over and say, you know, we're going to have to take in some of the software that we've been ignoring. And honestly, I don't see why we're getting into this discussion. We're supposed to be talking about the Teen Podcast Network. But, you know, it's good for the listeners.
I can see I'm upsetting you. I'm turning you into Dvorak.
Yeah, you are.
This is another Dvorak conversation.
Oh. I wouldn't mind interviewing Dvorak just so I could, like, yell at him and disagree with him because, you know, I have...
Hey, I interviewed him.
Yeah, but you didn't yell at him and tell him, you know...
There's a reason why I didn't do that.
Why?
I would love to do that. But he would not post it on his blog if I did that. Guess what? Right? He hasn't posted it yet, but really, he would not post that. If I had a Crossfire talk. He wants a Crossfire talk.
Dude, if you had a debate with him, he'd probably love you.
No, he'd beat me over the head and write an angry column about me. That's what he'd do.
I'd love an angry column from John C. Dvorak.
I'd hate that because I'd get beaten over the head by John C. Dvorak.
Yeah, but, you know, you'd be mentioned in Twit, maybe. Hey.
And then I get a whole bunch of hate mail.
Just because you went against Dvorak. Dvorak's the one who said that Creative Commons was bad.
You know what? He's a tech journalist. His job is to provide accurate information to the public. And he failed miserably by saying, I don't know what this is, and providing incorrect information. He's a journalist. This isn't the New York Times. This is PC Magazine we're talking about.
PC Magazine, yeah. We could be mentioned in PC Magazine. These tech kids went against me. That'd be great. That about wraps up the Teen Podcasters Network podcast. If you like this episode, leave your comments, leave your feedback. I'm probably going to have more people from the Teen Podcasters Network on here, and I'm probably going to have Christopher on here again. Because he's cool and stuff. And
No, you will not be hearing from me again.
Hey,
just
don't try to be funny. That's not cool. Okay, anyway, I have to end this podcast. It's getting too long. I didn't want to go over, you know, a huge benchmark. But if you enjoyed us discussing about stuff in the middle of the episode, tell me. If you didn't, tell me, and I'll stop with that. But I'll still try to make a... I'll probably put it at the end of the show, so that way for the people who don't want to listen to that stuff, they can just, you know, they can just skip the ending, you know, once we get done discussing about team podcasts. But if you do want that stuff, just tell me, and I'll add it in, and we'll have more on just the Team Podcast Network and everything else. You want to say goodbye, Christopher?
This disaster was brought to you by Lyra and Christopher. Chris says, I'm so fired. Bye.
Lee says, WTF, OMFG. Goodbye.